this team came in with a defensive reputation, but they hit a different gear offensively. How were they able to attack so efficiently tonight?
They did a good job of getting the ball into the middle. They took advantage of that, and you know, they're definitely a good defensive team. They took us out of our offensive rhythm, but you know, we're going to come to practice tomorrow, correct some things, and get ready for game two.
You were prepared for that length defensively. So much had been made about them being able to take away that two-man game, but it really looked like they made some adjustments there in the second half when your three-point shooting, where that dried up as well.
Yeah, they did. They did a great job of adjusting on the fly, and you know, they did a good job of, you know, trying to crowd Amari and putting a lot of guys in paint so he wouldn't be able to do the things he's capable of doing. But we got to find a way to get him the ball more, find him from, you know, to free up and do the things he does well.
This is a club that patience is probably the one word that you've got to use. Did you feel like that once they took that lead there late in the fourth that maybe you guys began to rush some opportunities that weren't there?
Yeah, I think so. I think we kind of got our offensive rhythm. I think we got a little bit frustrated. We're a free-flowing team, and you know, we like to get up in the transition and stuff like that. And they took a lot of stuff that way. So at times, we got to do our patient offense, but we still got to be who we are.
Andre Miller, you're well aware of his game, but he brought one for the ages tonight, 31 points, 10 of 10 from the free throw line, vital. And it looked like he really kind of put this team on his shoulders tonight. Just talk about his overall performance.
And that's what these guys do in the playoffs. You know, Brandon Roy down, they needed some scoring. You know, Brandon supply a lot of scoring for those guys. So Andre did a great job of, you know, just distributing the ball and getting some easy layups and stuff like that. So we got to do a better job, crowding them, not let them get, you know, layups and not let them get into the middle.
You guys dominated the free throw line after the All-Star break, nearly 25 attempts a game. They almost double you up tonight. How were they able to get to the line so effectively and yet at the same time on the other end take you guys away from those free throw attempts?
Well, they just packed the middle. It made it hard for us to, you know, get into the lane. I don't think we got too many opportunities of getting layups and easy baskets like that. So they just flooded the lane, made us shoot outside jump shots, and I think we settled a little bit too much for that. We got to figure out ways to get, you know, Amari on the post, myself, Grant, with the mismatch with, you know, smaller guards on us and being more aggressive that way.
Thanks, no easy points tonight. You had only four fast break points the entire game. How do you get those opportunities for you to go out and run?
We just got to pick up our energy. We got to continue to force it, continue to run, get up and down the court. You know, they're a type of team, they go grind it out. They play grind out basketball. We're more the team like to speed it up. So we just got to just keep our tempo and just keep on playing the pace we normally play.
Andre Miller made only 16 threes all season, but he hit that key one to put them up for good. Did he surprise you by being so open?
No, not really. I had the opportunity to rotate to him, but, you know, Andre's not known for a shooter, but, I mean, hey, anybody hit a wide open shot, and he hit a big shot for them, and, you know, you got to give him credit. He's had it all to him, and he did a great job of knocking it down.
Because this is a veteran team, I mean, certainly panic doesn't set in after one game, but yet frustrating because, again, so much was made about getting home court advantage. What's the mindset as you try to look ahead to game two on Tuesday?
Well, we look at it, I mean, it's a seven-game series, and, you know, we don't know if it's going to go that long or not, but, I mean, the only thing we could do is get ready for game two, and it's got to be a must-win before we go to Portland.
Thanks, Chase.
Yep.
Jason, it looked like you came out of the half with a little bit of a edge to your game, a little bit of a fire in your eyes. Did I see that right?
Yeah, I just think we just didn't have the energy we normally had. And, you know, I try to put on my shoulders just to bring energy to this team and bring some excitement, you know, rebounding, doing whatever it takes to help this team try to win the game. Yeah.